The early morning haze hung over the river like theatrical stage fog. Barry, who trod a few boards in his time, reflected on it as he walked his elderly greyhound through Higginson Park. The trees were stark and bare, but above them the sky, a muted grey, cast a soft, diffused light over the riverfront. It was a beautiful morning, despite the chill. His boots crunched over frozen grass, while Hallie lifted her paws like a show dog and glanced forlornly up at him. "Come on, girl," he crooned, increasing his pace. "We'll be back before you know it." Barry walked 3 miles every morning and had for the last 30 years, with a few exceptions, like the time he contracted pneumonia, and last year when he had his knee operated on. That's what happened when you got old. Things began to give out. Still, he loved his refreshing morning walks and figured they were one of the reasons why he was still in such good shape, even though he was in his mid-70s. That and bowls, which he still played every week down at Marlowe Bowls Club, even though it wasn't the same without his late wife, Winnie. He sighed and wondered if she was up there looking down on him and Hallie. "Morning, darling," he muttered as he turned onto the river towpath. The polished barges floated quietly in front of him, tethered to the mooring. A hardy woman with windswept hair and an enormous puffer jacket sat on one of the decks, smoking a cigarette. He nodded to her as he always did. She raised her free hand in response. His route seldom varied. They walked through the park to the river, then towards the bridge and up the high street in a big loop back to his house. It was almost exactly 3 miles. The pale stone arches and white steel railings of the 19th century suspension bridge beckoned from afar, but Hallie hung back, sniffing around a wooden bench. Barry waited, used to Hallie's ways. She was a curious girl, always on the hunt, although she was getting old now, like him. At 12, she didn't venture quite as far as she used to. She was still surprisingly quick, though, when she picked up a scent. He'd seen her course along the towpath after a field mouse or cat, faster than most breeds half her age. "Hallie, this way." Crikey, that breeze was icy. Barry pulled his coat more firmly around his frame. The greyhound didn't budge. He turned and squinted at the frosty ground. What had she found? There was something green lying on the grass, like a towel or some sort of garment. Hallie looked up and whined as if to say, "Come and look." Sighing, he retraced his steps back to the bench. Underneath it lay the green thing. "What is it, girl?" He bent forward to take a closer look, grimacing as his knee complained. It still gave him trouble when he put pressure on it. Reaching down, he picked up the item. It appeared to be an elf or pixie hat, the type worn by children to dress up parties, except this one was rather large. Maybe part of an adult Christmas costume. It was a bright emerald green, with a red bobble on the top. Hallie stood panting proudly. He patted her on the head and placed the hat down on the bench. Someone might come looking for it. He pictured a drunken Christmas party, a group of raucous youths stumbling home through the park. One of them took off their hat and laid it on the bench, forgetting it, and it had blown off overnight. "Good girl. Now, come on, let's go." He made to walk away when something else caught his eye. In the white-tipped grass lay a mobile phone. Rose gold, the back covered by a transparent protector case. How strange. He picked it up and studied it, turning it over in his hands. The movement prompted the screen to light up. A photograph of a young woman in her late 20s appeared. She had fine blonde hair, laughing blue eyes, and a plump cherubic face. In her arms were two identical little boys. Must be twins. Both had their mother's eyes. Barry gnawed at his lower lip. This was odd. First the hand, now the phone. As if someone had left them here last night, then walked off and forgotten about them. He looked around but couldn't see any more discarded items. The hat he could leave on the bench, but the phone would get stolen. Then the young mother would never find it. Perhaps he'd better hand it in at the police station. Barry hesitated. What to do? Hallie grew bored with her find and trotted off along the towpath towards the bridge. She knew the way. Making a decision, Barry picked up the hat and the phone, then turned to follow her.